The Problem with Trouble by Samantha Long. My students work in the manufacturing industry, and at least twice a week, I'll hear someone say something like, "I had big trouble today." What they usually mean is I had to deal with a serious problem today. They tend to use trouble instead of problem. But why trouble? This is because they think that using the loan word, toraburu, will work in all situations. A quick image search online for each word shows that there are a number of differences between trouble and problem. For starters, a problem tends to have a solution and is more like a puzzle. Also, problem is countable. Trouble usually involves negative feelings, and the noun is uncountable. For example, I'm not very good at math problems. I look at all the equations and start to feel confused. So, while I'm good with words, I have trouble with numbers. Toraburu is just the tip of the iceberg. I have to remind my students to be careful of throwing loan words into English conversations. It can lead to a lot of confusion, like the time a student asked for my consent. My consent to do what? I got a little nervous. Did he want to get intimate with me in the classroom? Did he mean to ask for my permission? He repeated himself. Consent? In class? I asked him for an example, and he looked around in his bag. He brought out his phone and said, "Battery is low." He pointed to something in the corner of the classroom and excitedly said, "Consent." I breathed a sigh of relief. "Oh, do you want to charge your phone during class?" I asked him. "Yes, charge my phone," he replied. I pointed out to him that the word he wanted was not consent, but power outlet. Then we looked up where consento came from. We found out that it was from either the Meiji era or Taisho era, when concentric plugs were used. Loan words cause all sorts of problems when learning languages. Not only can they cause confusion and a bit of stress in my case, they also interfere with pronunciation. In order to address these problems, I ask my students to pay attention to katakana words. I ask them to check the spelling, check what type of word it can be, an adjective, noun, or verb, check whether it's English, check its pronunciation, and then make a sentence. I call this procedure steps. Spelling, type, English, pronunciation, sentence. So, while a katakana word almost got my student into some trouble, there is at least one solution you can try, not challenge. I hope it will help with any communication problems. Good luck, not fight.